bringing expertise to bear, the story of the Maritime Professional Council. Welcome to our first episode of Maritime Voices, the podcast where we dive deep into the people, ideas, and organisations shaping the maritime world today. I'm glad you're with us, because today's episode is all about something powerful, something timely, and something quietly transforming the future of the British Merchant Navy. We're talking about the Maritime Professional Council of the United Kingdom, the MPC, a young organisation, yes, but already making waves. The launch. On September the 3rd, Merchant Navy Day on board the historic HQS Wellington moored on the Thames in London. A group of respected national and international professional bodies officially launched the Maritime Professional Council. Their mission? To ensure policymakers hear real, informed, expert maritime voices, rooted in lived experience, qualifications, and decades on the water. Their chairman, Derek Chadburn, summed it up perfectly.
By coming together, we offer independent expert advice based on our combined professional knowledge and experience, unhindered by financial or commercial interests.
The message was clear. The UK still has deep maritime expertise, and it deserves to be heard. The issues they're tackling. Since its launch, the MPC has dived into some of the hardest and most overlooked issues in our industry. Enclosed space fatalities, a decades-long tragedy that continues to claim lives. The rise of lithium battery hazards at sea, carbon monoxide poisoning, still taking lives on small vessels. Future seafarer training and the revision of STCW, the role of maritime autonomous surface ships, the future of UK seafarers, and behind each of these topics is the same question. How do we elevate the people who make the maritime world work? The rise of kind leadership. But perhaps the MPC's most talked about initiative is something very different, something human. It's called kind leadership. Now, this isn't soft leadership. Kind leadership is about respect, inclusion, listening, and building the sort of workplace where people feel valued and empowered. Because the research shows that when they do, safety improves, communication improves, and commercial performance improves. It isn't just desirable, it's needed now. And cadets, they stand to benefit the most. The MPC's research showed that supportive leadership at sea has a profound impact on their well-being, their confidence, and even whether they complete their training. The MPC is now moving this initiative further, seeking buy-in from industry leaders and pushing for kind leadership to be reflected in training standards, mentoring practices, and company culture. A common voice for a complex industry. The MPC today is a collaboration across professional associations and specialist organisations that together form a single, respected voice, something the industry has lacked for a very long time. They respond to MCA consultations. They support maritime regulators when needed and challenge them when necessary. The MPC is a voice built on professionalism, experience, integrity, independence, and expertise. Looking ahead. So is the MPC making a difference? Mike Schwartz of the IIMS thinks so.
In its relatively short existence, the MPC has tackled some thorny issues head-on. I'm proud of the work we are doing, bringing diverse maritime organisations together under one banner to challenge the industry and its regulators.
John Lloyd of the Nautical Institute sees momentum building too.
We're helping create a pathway for the widespread adoption of kind leadership and driving cultural change across the industry.
The challenges aren't going away. The future of maritime will only grow more complex, more technological, more global. But at the centre of it all remains the same truth. People are the heart of shipping, and the MPC's work is making sure their knowledge, their safety, and their well-being stay right at the top of the agenda. So, as we look toward the future, the MPC represents something vital, a reminder that technology may evolve, regulations may change, but the industry's greatest strength remains its people. Ensuring their voice is heard is exactly what the Maritime Professional Council is here to do. If you'd like to learn more or download our papers, you can visit mpc-uk.org. And if this episode sparked questions or ideas, we'd love to hear them. Reach out to us on social media or send us a message through our website at www.mpc-org.uk. Until next time, stay safe, stay curious, and keep the conversation moving.